everybody. It's David Kesey, founder of The League, where we demand you play at a higher level and find a way to win every day. Today's topic is this: home runs, errors, and failure. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Find a Way podcast.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
Okay, so it's so interesting. You know, I'm in business and sales and coaching and speaking and training all around the country and everything like that now, but for a long time, I was always an athlete. I always played baseball my entire life since I was 4 years old and played 6 years of professional baseball. I literally played baseball professionally until I was like 28 years old. And now, just to kind of kick it around, occasionally what I do is I, you know, keep the competitive juices flowing. I go out and play a sport. Sometimes it's basketball, sometimes it's baseball. But right now, it's softball. And in my softball game last night, it was interesting. I was watching how I was reacting. I normally don't play during the week. I normally play on Sundays. But during the week, they wanted me to come play a pickup game. So I thought, yeah, I'll see what I can do, right? And I go out there. I get up my first time at bat. I get a hit. I get up my second time. I line out to end the inning. And then I get on the field, and I'm making some great plays. I make three or four really great plays, like ESPN highlight reel plays. And then I make another error. I made one error, and then I lined out, right? And I come up the last time up, and I say, you know what? I'm going to knock it over the left field fence. And I knock it over the left field fence. Home run. And the game was over, and I had this weird feeling of failure. Like, I had played poorly. Like, I lost. I didn't do well at all. And what I realized is, a lot of times we make good wrong. Right? Like, I did well. If you wrap up the whole day, I went 2 for 3 with a home run and, like, 3 or 4 RBIs and, you know, a lot of good plays and one error. I mean, that's a pretty darn good day at the field. You don't like to make errors, but it happens. And it occurred to me that, you know, as players in business and players in sales and players in the game of business and life, we tend to, if it's not perfection, we failed. And that's just not true. That's just not true. You know, we make our prospecting calls in the morning and our biz gen calls in the morning, and because we didn't set as many appointments as we thought we would set, the day is a failure. I used to do this a lot when I was playing baseball. If I wasn't hitting good, my entire life was bad. If I was hitting good, my entire life was good. And so that's another topic for another podcast, where you generalize those things, where you take this, where you play good, but you make it wrong, and then you generalize it out. That's another topic. But what I want you to get is, I mean, are there areas in your life where you're doing good, and you're not acknowledging it, right? Like, I didn't even acknowledge. When I sat down and the game was over, I was like, man, I acknowledged the error. I acknowledged the line out, the third base. Never did once did it occur to me, hey, dude, you hit a home run, drove in 3 or 4 RBIs, and made 3 or 4 awesome highlight reel plays. No, my mind just skipped that and went, yeah, but you made that error, and you did this. I want to invite you to change the perspective. I had to coach myself on that and go, wait. Why are you acknowledging the bad? Does that make you feel good? Does it make you feel good? And certainly, so a lot of times what we can do is we can kill our own momentum. We can kill our own performance by acknowledging the bad and not acknowledging the good. So I want to invite you to look around your life right now if you feel like you're in a slump. I want you to acknowledge the good things that you're doing. It could be anything. Did you make your bed in the morning? Bam, win. Look, the little wins count too. And I know you. You're a high performer. You're a high achiever. Even the big wins you're not acknowledging because you know that you just expect it that way. That's what I'm supposed to do. I made my goal this year, 250 grand. I made my goal of 500,000 or $1 million. But, you know, I couldn't up it, even though I upped my goal in the middle of the year and I demanded more of myself. I didn't do it. I'm mad. You got to give yourself credit. So where in your life across, you know, your health, wealth, love, and happiness, where are you not giving yourself credit for the things that you're doing good? Acknowledge that so that you can grab onto that momentum and move forward. All right, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you guys soon.